Joining us by telephone, Linda Lewis. Time to look out if you're buying a car. I understand there's some possible problems, hidden problems, coming in from the East Coast.
Yes, we want consumers to be aware that they should be cautious about purchasing vehicles from the East Coast, because when they had Hurricane Katrina in the South a few years back, we definitely saw vehicles that were sold that people weren't aware of flood damage.
I understand the laws have changed now, and there's a different notification procedure, so now we can actually see some trouble coming?
Yes, we do have a more comprehensive system for reporting flood-damaged vehicles on a national basis than we did at the time of Hurricane Katrina. But it is always possible that that information may not be entered into the system yet before somebody, you know, purchases a vehicle or transports a vehicle to the Midwest and then tries to sell it. So we still want people to be cautious.
Is there any particular age or make of car? Does this affect everything?
It pretty much affects everything. There were tens of thousands of vehicles damaged in Hurricane Sandy. So on a scale, it's probably much larger than the Hurricane Katrina effects.
What types of things should potential car buyers be looking at closely?
Well, one thing is just smell, and make sure that the vehicle doesn't smell musty, especially if the windows are rolled up. They can look for water spotting on the upholstery or under the car mats. They can look for whether there might be dirty tail lights or silt around the air filter, and rust in unexpected places.
Someone once told me that an old car dealer trick is to paint the heat insulation under the hood. Have you heard of that one?
No, I haven't.
Apparently it covers up some of the staining and the water stains and dirt stains.
Yeah, certainly vehicles can be somewhat cleaned cosmetically, and that's another reason to be cautious. And if you think the vehicle is coming from the East Coast, you might want to have it inspected by a mechanic just to make sure. Things like wiring that aren't always obvious. The other thing that people should do is ask to see the title to see if there is a brand on it, or they can check the national database in order to see whether the vehicle is branded. They would do that by the vehicle identification number.
In some cases, a vehicle just coming in that does not yet have a new Wisconsin title might still have the original state's title, correct?
Right. It might have the original state's title, or it might have even a manufacturer certificate of origin where it hasn't been titled at all in any state yet.
And that might be where the registry comes in handy?
Right. Definitely.
How do people get in touch with that registry? How do they look that up?
Well, we have a link on our website at dot.wisconsin.gov, G-O-V, and then they can key in vehicle history, and they should be able to find the link to the national site. Or there's other private sites that do similar functions, like Carfax.
Real good.
Okay.
Thank you for taking time with us today.
You're welcome.